Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's exciting time for the Tennessee baseball team and the Tennessee Volunteer Faithful. They are the number three seed nationally for the NCAA tournament, hosting the regional coming up this weekend in Knoxville. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello. Tony? What's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
You bet. Good morning to you, fellas. A lot going on. trying to recover from a tough loss on Sunday and get ready for an exciting day on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And, Tony, just the journey this year, going through the full season and SEC play, to get to this point where you're the number three seed nationally, hosting a regional, what's this journey been like for you and your team to get to this point?
It's been gratifying times two, because last year a lot of these same kids were on our campus, and we felt like we kind of had a breakthrough group to build off what we had done in our second year here, and robbed of that opportunity, as was everybody else in the country. And then I think our guys did a great job of using that as motivation for this year. So this year's come with a lot of different emotions and a lot of different adversity. Again, a lot of stuff everyone's faced, but to see it go on and kind of blossom with the fans and the community has been incredible, and it's come quicker than we thought it would. And it's because of these kids. The we've got talent, but so does every other SEC team. But these guys kind of have a unique way they play, and the fans appreciate it. And it's kind of built up more steam than maybe we normally would have.
Yeah, Tony, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, this year compared with 2 years ago, because I think that was a 14-year NCAA drought you guys broke. There was growing excitement. I mean, you started to see the foundation. Now 2 years later, how different is it around the community? It just seems like everybody's talking about this team now, and obviously you guys get to host this regional. Like, how have you seen, I guess, that process grow over 2 years?
Yeah, it's been incredibly different. Instead of some people literally saying, well, we used to be fans, but, you know, we went away because it wasn't going the way we wanted, and maybe we'll come back one day, you know, or other people that are kind of on the fence, or, you know, a lot of people met one couple that was outside the stadium at Hoover on Sunday that said, we never even followed baseball. We love Tennessee Vol athletics. There's a lot to love, but we never even really thought to pay attention to baseball. So even some new fans that have jumped on board, and guys like the Vol legends, you know, being all over social media and wreaking havoc with opponents at our field, all those things are incredibly different than 2 years ago. And our environment in the dugout's totally different too. I mean, we went from desperation and a lot of stress and felt like very little room for error to a group that, you know, makes you feel like you can conquer the world in our dugout. And then you know, a group that is attacking the things they want, as opposed to kind of feeling out the situation and new to things like being down at Hoover and other things like that.
So, Tony, you mentioned everything that, you know, obviously all of us have gone through over the course of the last year and a half with the pandemic, and you guys started this season, more and more fans were allowed in to eventually where it was the point, you know, at Lindsey Nelson Stadium where it was a full house out there. What was that process like, and how much of a difference did that make in terms of your group and your guys in the dugout, being able to play in front of fans in that environment that we saw down the stretch in SEC play?
Yeah, not only did it add to their experience, you get the extra adrenaline that kicks in or extra motivation. We've also seen some really talented pitchers not do so well on our mound, you know, because of, I think, the fan involvement. So there's no question they affected the game, but there's also a mindset thing that's going on here. When we first took the job, self-belief, you know, that you belong in the SEC, that you can beat other teams in the SEC, that you can come back, you know, from a deficit and things like that. It kind of has played into that, because the vision all along was, okay, we kind of know where we are and we know where we want to go, and there's going to be some steps along the way. Well, one step along the way is, if you're playing the right way, the fans rally around you, and they also help you win games. And so it really helped kind of fulfill that vision. So you kind of have the actual in-game experience going on, But as all things in athletics, there's a mindset deal that's going on as well.
So, Tony, this looks like a tough draw. You got some really good I'm sure you've considered this a time or two since you saw it come out the other day. But is it, like, is this unfair? I mean, is this too loaded a regional? And how would you break down the different teams? I know, obviously, you're familiar with a couple of them from recent years.
Sure. Well, life's not fair. And, you know, you work your way into so hard to be the highest seed possible. You know, it was going to be 2, 3, or 4 for us. You'd like to reap the benefits of that. But to be honest with you, with the competitiveness that's in our regional, because it is tough, and some people, by number, it's the toughest. It just is. Statistically, it's the toughest. I think it's our brand name. It drops us right in the middle of some of the situations that we've been in, whether it be the end of that year, 2 years ago when we first went to regional, or all year long. I mean, people see our record. It looks like it's been a peachy, you know, year. And there's been some things like that go on, and our kids have handled it well. So I think it drops us right into our competitive mode that our guys and quite frankly, our staff kind of relish in. But I think it kind of all starts with who you play game one. I mean, we could talk about Duke. They've really done well over there. They got the mojo going to win the ACC. And Liberty's a familiar foe, and just Coach Jackson's going to have them well coached. He's a guy who's at North Carolina forever. But the bottom line is game one is your most important game, and a lot of the talk that you're bringing up stems from Wright State's not a 4 seed. I mean, they're just not. I haven't said that yet to media, but everybody's going to be tough when it comes tournament time, but this is not a 4 seed we're playing. And we're familiar with them. They came into our place last year and beat us 2 out of 3. So it'll help fuel some preparation for us, and they'll definitely be ready because they know they've won on our field before, and our guys will be ready for all kinds of reasons.
Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Tony, we talk all the time about, you know, the SEC and football and how tough that conference is. Baseball blows that away. I mean, it's amazing how many good teams there are in the SEC when it comes to this conference in baseball. How do you think playing in that environment on a week-in, week-out basis helps prepare you and your team now as you head into this tournament starting this weekend?
Sure. Well, I'm not a huge analytics guy, but you're going to have to – if you're in a court of law, you got to have some evidence, you know. And the numbers, you know, incredibly high, they state what you're kind of alluding to is – there's almost always at least one SEC team in the final. And there's always 3, maybe 4 in Omaha, 2 at a minimum. And then you could break it down by super regional. And of course, we have the most teams in regionals. And, you know, the success is there in the postseason statistically because of what goes on in the regular season. You see a guy like Leiter, Florida's pitching staff. You play against a team like Arkansas. The speed of the league. I mean, you just don't have any room for error because of the speed in the league. The fan bases. So if you are playing on the road, you've dealt with it before. And if you're playing at home, you've dealt with the battle of trying to control your adrenaline and your emotions because the crowd is so into it. The media attention that comes from it. No league is covered more by the media. So I could go on and on and on, but there's numbers that back up why it's the best league to prepare you to make a run for the major leagues as an individual. And then as a player, every kid grows up dreaming of going to Omaha and doing well once you're in Omaha, and there's no league that prepares you more for that.
Tony, a lot of great individual stories on this team, of course. I wanted to ask you about a kid from around here, Mount Juliet, Sean Hundley, and what he's done for you as a guy you've put in so many situations out of that bullpen, a kid who's been there the whole journey with you in Knoxville. How important has he been? How important is he going to be here as you get into regional play?
Yeah, I would say I'd start with how important he is. I probably average maybe 2 to 3 hours more sleep a week because Sean Hundley's on our team. and that might be an understatement. And then to talk about how he's going to be used this weekend, I think you reflect on last weekend. You know, we're playing Arkansas for the SEC championship, and we have a lead, and then for a while there, it's a one-run deficit. If we didn't think we were going to ride Sean like crazy, we bring him into that game, and kind of wear him out, so to speak, because he had already made two appearances. But we've really tried to manage his workload. I mean, I'm not an NBA guy, but, you know, workload or however you want to phrase it, we've built up to this point where we know he's the horse we're going to ride throughout this thing. And I think he's fresh, and I think he's also got a lot of experience. So it's a good combination going into this deal.
Tony, I also want, we talked a few weeks ago, of course, about Lindsey Nelson saying, which is going to be a heck of a scene this weekend. And, you know, just the future, obviously, hopes of maybe some luxury seating, some improvements and things like that. I know the time for stuff like that, right, is not right at this moment. You guys are about to enter this tournament. But any other developments on that front, Tony, in terms of, you know, maybe conversations with Danny White about what the future may bring in that way?
Yeah, they've been pretty progressive. I mean, obviously, we ended on the road and then in Hoover, but administration came to both of those series in part to support the team and continue kind of talks with what we're trying to do in the long run here, but also to see what it's all about. You know, South Carolina's probably, arguably, I should say, the toughest place to play on the road based off environment in our division. So it was good for our administration, and even President, you know, Boyd was there to see that stuff. There's been some donors recently that have come forward with money. And it's not, hey, we'll help. And it's not, hey, I'll give you $1 million. Like we've had some people step forward with some serious contributions. So everything's moving in the right direction. It's kind of been like our program. It's been steady progress. It hasn't been any one massive thing. And a lot of that has had to do because we're wrapped up in the middle of the season. But also we're getting to know our new administration here. And like I said, they've been progressive, A, about making sure we have full crowds or full capacity, but B, building that relationship and then also exploring, you know, what's the best way to get this thing to the next level or a sustainable level where we can expect to have this type of success every year.
Well, it's certainly been fun to watch, Tony, and we're looking forward to the action continuing this weekend in Knoxville for the regional tournament. Thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, guys, always love it. Appreciate you, and have a good one.
Absolutely. Thanks, you as well. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. The Vols have had a wonderful season. They'll look to get started this weekend on the right foot on Friday against Wright State coming up at Lindsey Nelson Stadium in Knoxville. When we come back, we will get back into the Titans. Got a lot of your thoughts to get to on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.